Orville News on Wednesday, February the 2nd, 2011. I am Mari, and at studio we have Yahalon and Miriam. Today we have a sunny day becoming cloudy. Maximum temperature 28 degrees, windy 70 kilometers, and humidity at 62%. Isvaran is a well-known project of Orville. But do we actually know what are their beautiful instruments and initiatives? For this, they are preparing an exhibition at Tibetan Pavilion, and Raj and Aurelio will share with us what is it going to be about.
Swaram is a place where we are making musical instruments, and previously we were giving training to youths from villages. Now we are more into making more instruments and doing a lot of research work and trying to get a lot of new instruments for all our customers. I have quite a lot of jobs. I take more care of both the accountancy, more administration work, all the orders from domestic and international countries, and sales in the gallery, Swaram Gallery, all the customer contacts, and most of the office work. So, and I'm very happy to be here with the music and the work which is being done here, and the whole team. I'm very happy to work with the whole team.
Basically, we would like to share with the community our work from the last 8 years. And people know it mostly only from the products and the instruments, but we would like to share something of the background, the research, the social impact, the team, how we're working. And we basically, for us, it's an exposure and a sharing and a gift to the community to see this is the work which we are doing. And that's what's behind Swaram Instruments. We have an opening on Saturday, 5 o'clock, and I'm very happy there's some international guests here and teachers. Tugay from Turkey, he will bring a group from ICAM students. They will do some body percussion. We will do some soundscaping, some live soundscaping. And then during the week, I'm just still putting it together. There will be different programs, an evening of songs with somebody from Northeast India. Holger prepared with a Norwegian pop singer a demo CD. We would like to share that and play it one evening for people, a deep listening experience. So different activities. We also have one room in the Tibetan Pavilion where we can share sound healing. We bring our sound healing bed there, work with Tibetan balls, singing balls. And one of our staff and myself, we will people can come and have a sound session there also. We try also, there's one Bulgarian artist around and she will prepare some sculptures on Tuesday. She works with those Tibetan orphans there. And we have then want to have one tree outside where if parents come with children, something like a kid's corner, and some students will be there where we also can do some music and improvisation with children.
And we have new timings for power shutdowns. The AVS Teams has informed that the TNAB had revised the 2 hours power shutdown schedule from the existing 12 noon to 2 p.m. timing to 2 to 4 p.m. from the 1st February onwards. Program yourself. February 21 is Darshan Day, and Pitanga is organizing registration to our villains and newcomers that wish tokens for the ashram. If you are interested, please go to Pitanga from Monday the 7th to Wednesday 9th of Feb from 9 to 12:30 and 2 to 6 p.m. and do your book personally. Utmate Frisbee team is doing an appeal to our units. Orville team will be hosting its first tournament of Utmate Frisbee this weekend. As the tradition, teams share goodies from their own places, and for this, they ask Oroville units to contribute with any kind of products they can to be shared with the participants that are coming from all over India. Two big sportive events are happening this weekend. They already mentioned Woodmate Frisbee Tournament and the Oroville Marathon. They really need volunteers in the most different activities. So, to be a volunteer, send an email to Mark, M-A-R-K, at orville.org.in. wheelchair dance and light offering for Lunar New Year. Artists from Taipei, Taiwan, will offer a wheelchair dance at 6 p.m. today at the Tibetan Pavilion. At 6:30, sky lanterns they brought from Taiwan will be lit and led to fly in the night sky. All are welcome. In the Lila of the Eternal, there are movements that are terrible as well as movements that are sweet and beautiful. Sri Aurobindo. If you want to be part of Auroville Radio or contribute in any way, pass by our studio and share with us. The radio is a tool from the community to the community, a possibility to bring all us together and make us connected. Tomorrow we have more news from Auroville. Be connected. Bye-bye.